Hi everyone, I'm Glenn Taylor, Senior Editor of Retail Touchpoints. RTP's been following more of the recent news regarding the trade war, a potential recession, and new avenues of retail funding, and how all these topics have impacted consumer behavior and overall retail health. With that in mind, that's why I'm really excited to have Ben Gold with me today. Ben is the president of QuickBridge, a privately held financial services firm providing small business loans and short-term working capital funding solutions for small to medium-sized businesses nationwide. Ben, thank you so much here for taking the time.
Thanks, Glenn, for having me.
And before we really dig into the heart of this conversation, can you first share a little bit about QuickBridge, how you serve the retail community, and how understanding the political and economic climate impacts your work?
Yeah, so we started QuickBridge in 2011. We provide short-term unsecured working capital loans to small businesses. A lot of those small businesses happen to be retail businesses, and a lot of the small businesses we serve, happen to be impacted by what's going on with foreign policy and trade wars and tariffs and everything else that that we're discussing here.
Great, and it seems like every day that passes, there's a new development in this trade war between the U.S. and China. I mean, now we're at the end of October. President Trump is praising how negotiations are progressing. And while the U.S. didn't raise tariffs this month, China is now seeking $2.4 billion in sanctions against the U.S. for noncompliance with a World Trade Organization ruling from the Obama era. Couple this with the looming threat of a recession. There's a lot of new developments, so can you please break it down for us? What do retailers need to know right now?
I'm a little skeptical in terms of what we're being told by Trump of how things are going with China and these trade negotiations. I don't necessarily disagree with the tactic of approaching China with a tariff in order to bring them to the negotiating table to try to change some of their past practices around intellectual property. But I don't quite understand what the end goal is, and I'm not sure we're any closer to whatever it is that we want to see happen than we were when the trade war began. So I think for retailers and a lot of small businesses, unfortunately, I know how hard it is to sort of cultivate those relationships, especially in China or other countries where you're not a resident of that country, you don't know a lot of people. And, for a lot of small businesses, they may have gotten a fortuitous balance that sort of led them to whatever their Chinese supplier is or overseas supplier. And so I know it can be complicated and difficult to try to find somebody new. So, I don't run a retail business, so far be it for me to be the expert or try to offer advice. But I think if nothing else, it's, try to remain patient, evaluate options if there's a way to change certain parts of the supply chain so you're not so reliant on one country or the whims of President Trump, then that's great. And the other part is, I think a lot of customers understand based off what's going on in the news that, if prices end up having to go up as a result of what's going on, then that's what needs to happen. But the money needs to end up getting eaten somewhere. And unfortunately, I do think that eventually it's going to end up with the American consumer that's going to have to bear the brunt of some of those increased costs associated with the tariffs. Hopefully this thing gets resolved, but with so much else going on politically right now, it doesn't seem like China tariff talk is anywhere near one of the top things that's getting resolved. So I can't imagine by the end of the year it's any different than what it is today.
Absolutely. Yeah, I feel like just so much of it has been going on, and it's been going on for months and months, and you always hear about an added certain million here, an added certain million there as far as the tariffs go. So I could totally understand where that waiting period almost needs to really continue to play out until there is more certainty there.
Yeah. And unfortunately, we often, and Trump does this quite often, we conflate the economy with the stock market. So
right.
The stock market often trades off of news because there's algorithms that are running that are making trades based off of you know, this is China getting mentioned in the news, or, you know, there was progress that's not necessarily shown in the data around earnings and everything else. So, I mean, we'll see. These things take time. I think it's also a little bit of just how we're programmed in general today for like instant gratification and feedback, where something happens and everybody wants to know immediately what the impact is. I don't think we'll truly know the impact of a lot of these decisions that were made or the tariffs for at least another year or so, because, you know, people adjust, they make changes, it's hard to know until you've had a chance to really digest all the data and compare to previous years, what impact a trade war tariff has on prices or retail health or anything else. So.
And it's interesting you bring up that dynamic of, you know, talking about even a year, 2 years down the line. I know, according to an article from Reuters recently, the rising concerns about tariffs are that they're basically, quote unquote, the new normal. You have companies like Hasbro who are taking a big hit here. Is this a new reality for retailers that, you know, you feel they just have to get used to? And really, how can they prepare for that?
I mean, I think, as long as Trump is the president, we'll kind of constantly be dealing with these random one-off strategic decisions of upset of that this country or this is what's going on. And so we implemented tariff. I was actually just on CNBC today. They were talking about Jim Cramer this morning was talking about how Chipotle, who happened to have a really strong quarter, moved their avocado supplier from Mexico into Peru, right? And so Mexico, because of what was going on with tariffs and some of the stress that was happening between the U.S. and Mexico, they were able to adjust, and fortunately we were able to find another supplier that can supply enough avocados to, as you can only imagine, provide Chipotle with what they need in order to make avocado or guacamole and everything else. So, you know, I think for a company like Hasbro, yeah, it's tough, right? Like, where do you go? You know, I know that some companies have gone into Vietnam and, you know, reading the news, or at least Trump often touts that there's a lot of businesses that are leaving China, or, you know, that China's struggling. I think who knows what the truth is there. It's not easy to just move production or change supply chains. And the other part that would be tough is, let's say Trump doesn't win re-election next year, and then all of a sudden we really quickly work out trade agreements with these other countries or revisit the big I can't remember the TPP or something like that goes into play towards the beginning of 2021, and then you have this massive company like Hasbro that made all these accommodations and changes just to find out 6 months later that, oh no, it's fine. You can do business with those countries again. Right. So I do think that there will be some systemic changes that are made, or a different way that we do business with China in the future. I just, I would just caution businesses. And again, I'm not an expert on this, but I would just caution businesses from, doing something in haste, because, you know, I don't know that 2 years from now or 3 years from now, it'll be the same landscape that it is today.
And
on the flip side of that, if Trump wins re-election, then yeah, I think he goes nuts and he thinks the tariffs are good and he continues to beat that drum. And then he has no incentive to do any sort of negotiation with China, unless there's some massive global slowdown and he's more worried about his legacy. So I don't know. I don't know that, if he wins again, then for sure, all these companies have to start reevaluating and looking at different alternatives to China.
Gotcha. And I feel like just that theme of what we've been talking about now for the past few minutes has really been that uncertainty, and looking into the way this trade war is creating instability throughout not just U.S.-China relations, but even the global economy as a whole. We're seeing all that more market instability there. Do you think that with all this said, that it's only a matter of time before there's another potential recession down the line?
Yeah, I do. I mean, look, yes, if you give me some like indeterminable amount of time to say that there will eventually be a recession, sure. I think oftentimes we're guided by recency bias. And so when we think of a recession, we think of like what we lived through in 2000, you know, 8, 9, and 10, which was devastating and hopefully, you know, only a once or twice in a lifetime type of recession. But I think a smaller recession, something similar to like what we had in 2015 or so, when there was a small dip, I mean, it's going to happen. It's inevitable. You know, there's no way we're able to, increase GDP, forever, especially with what's going on in around the world. You know, there's obviously unrest in the Middle East. There's what's going on with, the EU and Brexit. We've got our trade war with China. And so, you know, we're not, as much as we'd like to be sort of on our own and worried about America first, we, you know, the rest of the world has an impact on all of this. And at some point, we know we can't use fiscal policy and tax stimulus to be our substitutes for growth. And we're going to hit a recession. But I don't think the recession will be nearly as bad or as deep as, you know, like what we had in 2008 or 9. So I think we'll recover and everything, you know, eventually will be fine again. But yeah, we're going to have to take some sort of pain for dealing with everything that we've got going on with global slowdown, currency, rates, and just the mounting debt in the country. And then the other part is, you know, as a economy, if we keep electing officials that are on sort of like the fringe of each of the parties, then we're constantly going to be like, it's just riding the rails or playing bumper cars where, you know, we swing the pendulum one way and then the next election, we swing the pendulum totally the other way. And, you know, it's kind of, as a business owner myself, like it's hard to kind of get settled in to know what to expect long term.
And all this, of course, comes at, I mean, in a very timely and unfortunate manner, just given that instability and all these phases you spoke of. Is this all something that should be resting in the minds of today's consumers right now? Of course, I mean, we're talking in a month. We have the holiday season kicking right into gear with Thanksgiving. I'm sure already people are buying some of their holiday gifts. Really, how do you think this is all going to impact that holiday spending and these ensuing retail results from that, especially given that there was an expected 4% rise in sales year over year?
Yeah, I think this year will be fine. I think it'll be a great holiday season. You know, rates are really low. I think a lot of people refinance their homes and are saving money there every month, or were able to get cash out and they've got some equity in their house just from being in a home for the past couple of years in what has been a really good economy. We're not currently in a recession. You know, unemployment's really low. So I think for this year, it'll be a great holiday season. And I actually think it'll help sort of in the beginning part of next year, where we have such a strong holiday season this year and we see such strength in the American consumer that everybody sort of relaxes a little bit and goes, okay, maybe things are good, which could have a negative impact on, do rates then go back up again? Does Trump feel sort of like reinvigorated to stick to the tariff thing with China, you know, that kind of good news where good news becomes bad news. But that's kind of how I see it playing out, it being a strong holiday season. You know, we're still inundated through social media. I know, you know, in my house between Instagram and Pinterest, there's a lot of great gift ideas that are going to cost a lot of money. So I'm confident that's happening in other homes as well. So I think retailers this year will be in great shape. It's hard for me to predict what 2020 will bring.
And now to, I guess, bring this more back to, you know, your personal level of things right here, to get away from the macro and back to really where you feel, you know, QuickBridge is a fit here. What is QuickBridge doing right now to contribute to the conversation within the retail community? What advice would you give for, you know, those businesses that large and what advice also would you give for those businesses that are large and small?
Yeah, it's a great question. So we actually put out a survey to all of our funded customers and actually had a lot of great feedback around the tariffs and the trade war and how it's being impacted and quickly realized that it is something that we need to be talking about. And so we put out a fair amount of content and just sort of sharing our thoughts similar to this about, you know, what's going on with the trade war and with tariffs in China and just sort of the what's happening internationally and the impact that it has here locally. And for us, you know, I think what's important for us is to be available and to be aware that for a small business owner that may need working capital in order to get them through, for some businesses, especially in retail, the holiday season can be their busiest time, right? And so they may need our services because they need instant working capital in order to help purchase inventory so that they can, you know, meet the needs of their customers. And we have to be ready and available to meet that need and be able to flex up our funding amounts to understand sort of the seasonality of those businesses. And then the other part of it could be businesses that are being impacted right now, let's say temporarily, by what's going on through the trade wars. But if they're able to articulate that and we kind of understand that the larger credit profile of the business, then still being comfortable providing funding for those types of businesses, sort of understanding the larger macro economic issues that are sort of presented right now. So the great thing about what we do, it's short term working capital. So we don't have to be overly concerned with what may happen 3 years from now. Our average loan on file is about 6 to 7 months. So us being comfortable with what's happening in the economy over the next 6 to 7 months, which we are, makes it, I shouldn't say easy, but you know, makes it easy for us to be comfortable lending in this environment right now, right? If I were to try to guess how we feel a year from now, I don't know. Fortunately, I don't have to. But for now, it's still a great environment for us. And, you know, we're here and available and more than willing to work with our customers that are in the retail business to meet their needs.
Yeah, and I feel like that's even great on your end of things for really bringing in that certainty almost with that new capital that otherwise these companies might not have had, especially if they are worried about a lot of those uncertain conditions that are going on around them that they can't control.
Exactly. Or if they want to test a new supplier because of what's going on, you know, let's say they've got a supplier in China and they want to get out of that relationship and they want to test something somewhere new, they could turn to us to be able to provide them the working capital in order to run that test and see if it's effective. And they're not stuck in some long-term debt facility that, you know, just to service a short-term need.
Great. Well, yeah, personally on that note, Ben, thank you so much, obviously, just for taking the time, for sharing a bit about not only what you guys do at QuickBridge, but also once again, really what you've seen throughout this trade war between the US and China, really how that affects retailers in general, where you feel that may affect the consumer confidence mindset and really the potential recession going ahead. So once again, Ben Gold, president of QuickBridge, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thanks, Glenn. Really appreciate it. It's a great chat.
For those that are listening, I'm Glenn Taylor, Senior Editor of Retail Touchpoints. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Holiday Insight Series. Want to get more best practices from retail's top thought leaders? Just subscribe to our Holiday Hub to get timely insights and best practices.